K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer, back for another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. This is Eddie Greer. Yes, if I sound a little different, I apologize about that. Damn, it has been one of those days here in Kansas City, Missouri, and I'm going to leave it at that. But folks, K-State Nation, still, the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, football, women's soccer, women's volleyball, you know the drill. It's the first time on this podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in to the latest episode of the podcast here. While I'm waiting around here, let's talk about real quick women's volleyball this weekend again. I know I said this already this week, and I believe a soccer preview came out late last night. So again, on the Pearl Project podcast feed, soccer, women's soccer preview, and I'm actually recording this women's volleyball preview, weekend preview, ahead of, or a half hour ahead of game time in Manhattan, Kansas, as the K-State women's soccer team takes on 10th ranked TCU. I'm going to tell you all this right now. I will do the best I can to do a postcast. Well, really, postcast across the board this weekend. EG3 in uncharted territory. Let me just say that. But anyways here, let's just spin it back to the volleyball side here real quick for a few minutes here. Obviously, K-State women's volleyball coming off of the sweep of the Carolina teams. Now, tomorrow night in Morgan Family Arena, both of these games will be played at Morgan Family Arena for head coach Jason Mansfield and the high-riding K-State women's volleyball team led by the rise of Shaylee Myers continuing here early on in the 2025 season. We are what? 8 games in to the season, so there's that for y'all right there. But so tomorrow night, Arizona comes calling to Morgan Family Arena, and I am sure, like I've been saying throughout the week here in this podcast, that it is going to be jumping for sure. That is tomorrow night at 6:30. Meanwhile, Arizona State, the matinee, Sunday matinee at 1. So it's Arizona State, it's 8th ranked in the country there as well. Let me see if I can pull up some of their information here. So ESPN, hold on a second. ESPN Plus will have both of these games this weekend for those you guys that cannot be able to make the game, like myself, this weekend there. Obviously, K-State women's volleyball. This, I almost left this part out. Way everything's been going on today. This is the first Big 12 games for K-State women's volleyball. So we are now, folks, entering Big 12 play for now. Obviously, you got women's soccer team in it as well. Obviously, the football team playing UCF on Saturday morning. Got that going on. And for K-State football, this will be their second game. Let's just remind people of that. And I'll say that if I can get around to the pregame tomorrow, we'll just have to see, again, how the current situation is. Oh, man. Woof. Yeah, so there's that. And, of course, women's volleyball, if they can get Arizona tomorrow night or Arizona State or probably both like they did last week, of course, it will be the Big 12. Well, actually, it'll be their first Big 12 win in the Mansfield era there as well. And, of course, K-State. In K-State last year beat Arizona in Arizona, if I remember correct. So last year we played both Arizona, Arizona State in that Arizona road trip. And I believe we split if my memory is correct on that there as well. But if they get off to a good start or win one, two, or both of these games, it will be huge. More momentum for this women's volleyball team. This is the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. If you're listening to this right now saying, Eddie, sound a little different, what's he doing? Well, don't worry about that. I'm working to get things straightened out, hopefully. But anyways, enough about me right now. Eddie Greer, Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, women's volleyball preview, big weekend, Big 12 opener tomorrow night as K-State women's volleyball hosts Arizona. And then Sunday, get a day off in between. And then Sunday, you get Arizona State, who is top 10, eighth exactly in the country there as well. So there's going to be a lot going on in Manhattan this weekend. So if you're around that area somewhere, or you're going to Manhattan this weekend at some point, definitely go check these games out, including, I know it's going to be old news, if you are not already at Buser Family Park already, then go out there as well. So much going on as well between sports as well. So there's that for y'all on that note there as well. So obviously, again, K-State off to their best start in the Jason Mansfield area, 7-1. And of course, Shaylee Myers, and I recorded this last night, probably going to sneak that in there tomorrow. So a good thing I have a couple of these in the bank already. So I'm going to probably post that tomorrow morning probably, and hopefully I can record a pregame of the K-State UCF game there, and still I'll still do reaction no matter what. So I should be home, I'm going to be home, well, depending on the time. So I'm gonna have to work on things on the dime here. I'm working my ass off to get things on my end taken care of here, get this bleep straighten out here before too long, because hey man, EG3, he got things to do, man. He can't be hanging around with nothing. But anyway, there's that right there as well. Anaya Clinton, obviously coming off of a good game, 20 kill mark for and she had a good game actually. The Big 12 selection preseason first team, 20 kills for the first time in 2025. And she been overshadowed a little bit. And that's probably a good thing. Well, maybe with the play of Myers and also for the first time I'm saying this name, Ava LeGrand as well. So you got those girls playing well, right? Really all three of them playing well. You're getting nice contributions from Reagan Fox as well, young freshman as well, freshman or sophomore. I still have not looked that up yet. It's been one of those weeks, but yeah, man. So I'm looking forward to see what this team can do this weekend. And of course, postcast, cross your fingers hopefully on that deal as well. So the K-State women's volleyball team this weekend, I know I'm kind of jumping dots here a little bit, but the K-State women's volleyball team in action tomorrow night. You have right now here in a little bit, well, this will be old news, the K-State women's soccer team 5-1-2, head coach Colleen Corbin will look to upset TCU. They're coming up as well. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it where our podcast found fan mail daily when I have a chance to record K-State content. Again, iTunes, Spotify, wherever you listen to your favorite podcast over there. Podbean app. Well, gonna have fun. Well, we'll get it in while I can here, folks. Greer 3 Eddie's podcast. That is GRIER number 3 EDD Apostrophe S podcast. Again, Podbean app. GRIER the number 3 EDD Apostrophe S podcast for more bonus coverage of your Wildcats over there. And of course, tell a fellow K-State fan, whether that's a new K-State fan, freshman, sophomore, current alums, even a new Big 12 fan, about this podcast, folks. Alex Aiton out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode right here, the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Cats.